Good morning, Brian. Hey, we do have ourselves quite a mess out there today. A lot of precipitation occurred over the weekend, of course, in the lower parts of the Midwest. We saw some 1 to 3 inch amounts occur across a fair amount of the lowermost parts of the region, Kentucky in particular, and southeastern Missouri as well, and southernmost Illinois. Some of the precipitation further north, though, feathered out fairly quickly and was only light. But today we've got ourselves a raging storm, a winter storm that's going to impact the upper parts of the Midwest. And that particular event is going to really stop a lot of travel occurring across the Dakotas and Minnesota, parts of Iowa and Nebraska. The storm is going to produce 4 to 10 inches of snow in general, with some local totals between 10 and 15 inches. The greatest snow will be in portions of northwestern Iowa, eastern Nebraska, and portions of eastern and central South Dakota into the western parts of Minnesota, maybe catching parts of North Dakota. Now, I realize that's a long way away from our home here, but it'll make news. That's a substantial amount of snow, and the moisture equivalency there will probably run upwards to about an inch. That's pretty unusual for this time of the year. The majority of the lower Midwest, though, will still continue to deal with amount of wet weather that will continue to prevail for the next 2 days, but it's going to be drizzle and light rainfall for the most part. The majority of the precipitation is not expected to be heavy except in Kentucky. And in Kentucky, we will see additional 1 to 3 inches of rain. The precipitation is going to result in a little bit of flooding. Already, as I mentioned before, there's been some substantial rains occurring in the state, and this will just be perpetuating the situation. So some flooding will occur to our south across the majority of Kentucky. The areas in between the upper Midwest storm and the Kentucky rains will likely see light amounts of precipitation. We'll expect moisture totals to run a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to about 5/10 of an inch. There will be a couple of spots that will do a little bit better, but for the most part, areas from central Illinois to Ohio and southeastern Michigan are not likely to see a lot of meaningful precipitation. As we move into the day tomorrow and on into tomorrow night, most of the precipitation will begin to diminish. And we'll look for a drying trend to take over most of the Midwest as we move out into the second half of this week. Some of the snow in the upper Midwest will drift across the Great Lakes region and will most likely end up with seeing just a dusting to a couple of inches of snow in Michigan. All the heavy snows will be mostly in Minnesota, in the eastern Dakotas, portions of Wisconsin as well. And then we'll see that precipitation diminish on Wednesday afternoon. After that, there shouldn't be another significant precipitation event take place across the majority of the Midwest through at least the weekend. And in the early part of next week, there will be a cool front that will pep through the region for a little while next week. That will bring a chance for a little bit of precipitation. This event will be a fairly quick-moving one. It's not likely to bring much precipitation of significance, and we'll see the temperatures staying mostly in a seasonable range. The high temperatures across the region for the next few days will still be mostly on the cool side, but nothing dramatic. We'll look for highs in the northwestern Corn Belt, running mostly in the upper 20s and 30s. And readings in the lower Midwest will run mostly upper 30s and 40s. We'll look for a little bit of a warming trend over the weekend. From Friday into Sunday, we'll look for highs mostly 40s and 50s, with those 50s occurring mostly to the south of Interstate 70. And we'll expect to see the low temperatures at night this week, running mostly teens and 20s in the northwestern Corn Belt and 20s and 30s across the lower parts of the eastern Midwest. Down in South America, there's a lot of chatter out there today about the lack of precipitation in some northern parts of the country coming up over this next week. But last week's precipitation in that area was sufficient to keep the ground favorably moist, and we should see the environment staying mostly favorable for crops across all of Brazil because timely rains will return this weekend across a fair amount of that region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.